This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. They're the home of the binary trigger. They're the home of Reformation. They are the home of Providence. Well, tis Monday. So that means we're about to go over, I don't know what, because this is always like a game of 52 pickup with some very interesting things. So joining me again is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Well, I've never been called a wild card and smiled at it quite that way, Bill.
Well, I mean that in the best possible way. Sometimes we start talking and, you know, we'll start
and
talking.
And the hour disappears, right?
Well, we'll start talking about topic A, but before we know, we're on cue and we don't even know how we got there. So anyway,
I was doing some show prep and I bumped into one of Dan's articles. I think I'm going to stick with self-defense gun stories for a little bit, because in all this talk of turn in your guns, you don't need this, you don't need that, we forget that self-defense is real. So I'm going to go there first, if you don't mind.
I don't mind at all.
This may be a stretch for both of us, but imagine you're a 44-year-old woman. You're in Daphne, Alabama. It's Tuesday morning. You're getting out of the bath, getting ready for the day. And your kids rush in and say, Mom, someone's in the house and they don't belong here. Whoops. Throw on some clothes and run into the middle of your house. And there's a woman standing there. And she used to live here. You asked her to leave. She doesn't live anymore. And you tell her to leave. And she says she won't. That's a real problem. You back up to your bedroom. You get your handgun from your dresser. The woman's being very belligerent. And again, you enter the main part of the house. Tell her to leave. Now she lunges at you, grabs you, and grabs for your gun. She stops grabbing you when you shoot her once in the lower extremities. You stop shooting because she stopped grabbing.
Right.
You call police and EMTs. First, let's talk about all the things that this woman did right. You and I are all about, pants on, gun on. You know, I give her a pass on this. You can find me gunless when I'm getting out of the shower. I'm sure there are guys that have a little lockbox right next to the shower. I'm not that dialed in. So
right.
This could be me. I suspect after you bike ride, it could be you.
I tend to, now I don't, I carry a gun everywhere with me in the house that I go.
Right.
And so, now I don't take it into the shower with me, but I mean, I can exit the shower and get a hold of it. And if they're not in the room with me between me and the gun, I can get to it before they know I have it, I would think.
Right.
But that's home carry is just, I do a lot of home carry simply because I don't think if there's ever a home invasion here, it's not going to be at a convenient time for me.
Right. Right. Yeah. And what one good thing she did, it's got to be infuriating if someone breaks into your house.
Yeah.
And this woman had the presence of mind to go, I have to overcome my rage and remember that I'm a defender When they stop the attack, I stop shooting. I'm here to protect my kids. And, okay, let's get the cops on the way as soon as we can. Hey, anybody else injured? Did the injured person run toward the door and drop? Did they go outside? Separate issues now that the attack has stopped. What you and I wonder, and we don't know, what precipitated this? Was this a former tenant and she had keys? Was the door unlocked? Maybe the door is locked. Kids run in and out as they get ready for the day. Maybe the lady broke in, but the kids, you know, aren't telling you that. And in some sense, you're in the shower. By the time it happens, the story plays out the same. Lots of things you might do different to stop it, because we just don't have enough information.
Well, I mean, one thing, the first thing I think about is that, you know, that fictitious 21-foot ring around you.
Right.
I'm sure that home invader was well inside that ring, and the homeowner or the tenant or whatever they were was really quite gracious, only shooting her in an extremity. And pretty lucky that she didn't nip a femoral artery while she did it, because a leg shot will kill you in 4 minutes if you hit somebody in the right place. So, but she was quite, that was quite nice of her.
And what we don't know is, was this so close that she couldn't fully raise the gun like she normally did? Was that,
right.
Was it an inadvertent, we'll call it lack of training. But the thing that I take away is, hey, your kids are part of your security plan. You have fire drills. You have poison drills. Down here, down south, we have hurricane and tornado drills. How can I contact you? What do we do? Where do we go? And then, just like the fire drill, hey, let's practice it. If someone's in the house, and here, I'm going to go sit in my bedroom. I'm going to go sit in front of the TV. Kids are often the first to know. You know, they may be playing in the yard when somebody walks in.
Right.
Well, that person doesn't belong there. What else? Run the drills, and we say carry on your body. I was noticing, had this attacker followed the woman to the gun, oh, my goodness. Because now you're going, how do I turn my back on an attacker? The story said she had it, quote, in a dresser. If there are children there, is it in a rapid access gun safe in the dresser? We don't want guns unsecured when there are young people in the home. And young people is until they can have a gun of their own.
Right. Yeah,
right.
Thankfully.
I've been there.
Yeah, I don't have to be there no more, though. I leave guns around. I've got more guns laying around than I don't have as many doilies laying around as I do guns.
There you go.
I got guns laying all over the place.
But many of the people in your home have guns of their own.
Oh, yeah. Well,
a little bit different situation than this young mom.
I know. I shouldn't gloat over this. But like I said, she sounds like she handled it pretty good. I bet you she doesn't ever get caught like that again, though.
I'm thinking if she left the door open, or if the keys, the woman had an old key, I'm betting that got changed. If she didn't carry on body, I bet by this time, it's been about a week.
Yeah,
I bet she solved that.
Yeah.
Because that has got to be a very frightening wake-up call.
It's one thing to carry concealed on a daily basis. It's quite another thing if you have to use it. I would hazard a guess that when you have to use it and you pull apart, like you do with self-defense gun stores, you pull it apart and do a little forensic look, you're like, well, that didn't go the way I thought. That should have been over with a lot quicker. So, we're coming up on the first break. Speaking of self-defense gun stories, this is a very unique podcast in the annals of podcasting, simply because of the subject matter it covers and the way it covers it, where Rob and one of his guests, normally a armed self-defense instructor, will look at an actual armed self-defense incident and pull it apart and, take a good look at it as an instructional capacity, which for those of us that haven't had that happen that way, that's always good to know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
I got two examples over here, the Salus and the militia rifle. Going to be taking these out, testing them here very shortly. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Speaking with Rob Morse, writer, podcaster, and other stuff that he does, but, you know, deep sea diver. very shortly, we're going to be in Dorchester, South Carolina, huh? Less than a month.
We are, and I've been practicing with that red dot.
Well, mine right now, I took my CZP-10F, and Roger Ward at Ace Firearms was kind enough to order me a Delta Point to go on it.
Mm-hmm.
So while I had it there with him, I said, how about pulling the slide off of this and give me a little black, white, and gray digital camouflage work up on this slide. And then I think day after tomorrow I can take the plate to him, and we're going to mount all the stuff on it. And then I will be taking it out and starting to get ready to go.
Well, I'm doing a lot of dry fire in the house just to get used to where the dot is. And also, what I call it, isometrics, holding it full extension, trying to hold the dot absolutely still as I come on and off the trigger, getting used to a new gun. Then I have to shoot it enough to wear it in and clean it
right
before we take it to, because the 100 round trigger job is after you clean it. Just throwing grit in and grinding things in only makes it a little better. It's when you clean it afterwards that it gets nice.
I see. Now, I don't know if you and I have talked about this, but I shot so many guns here recently that I developed some of the most atrocious shooting habits known to man. So I'm also, while we're there, I'm going to be getting with Mr. Fisher. I'm going to be like, all right, come over here and teach me how to shoot again, you short guy, you. And working on some of that, but... Yeah, I've been slapping the trigger, and plus, for some reason, it's been sort of wet around here. So, like, I think I have arthritis in my hands.
Oh wow!
So, like, when I'm gripping with my trigger hand, if I'm shooting really fast, my thumb actually just sticks out from the side because lack flexibility in my hand.
Wow.
So, I'll be also the guy over there. I'll be on the guy on the side. Who'll be doing a lot of cussing and then filming everybody else, and then I'll be binge popping a leave.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, I'm looking forward to it. We're going to learn a lot, no matter. I mean,
yeah.
If we go in rain and snow, we're going to learn a lot. If we go on a beautiful day, you know, rainbows and butterflies, we're going to learn a lot, no matter what happens.
It's probably going to be hot, although I hope it's not as hot as it was in Camden, Tennessee.
Right.
Cool.
We've got about another 4 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Can I crash through another self-defense gun story?
You betcha.
I like this one because it's really pretty sophisticated. Put on your thinking caps here. 3 a.m, you're behind the counter at your 7-Eleven convenience store. Guy runs in, gun in hand. We're going through the drill. We're being robbed. The robber points the gun at you, jumps over the counter. You're just hands up, stand back, let him take the cash. You're armed. You have your concealed carry permit. Some of your employees and customers are sneaking away from this guy into the back room. Now, after the robber stuffs his pockets, he follows the employees toward the back exit. Uh-oh, that's a problem. As he turns to follow them, you shoot him from behind. Now he turns and shoots you. Both of you have gotten hits. The robber runs out the back door. You come up and make sure, you know, it's a fire door. It's a crash door.
Right.
You never chain it. He bangs out. You pull it closed again so he can't come in. The employees and customers are shaken. Look, if there's a shooting like this, everybody heads for the floor. And you can't tell who's hurt, who's shot. So you're bleeding. You got to, you know, okay, everybody, if you can, tell me if you're hurt. I am. Okay, you make calls to the police. They find the wounded robber across the street. You're both taken to the hospital. He's charged with such minor things as attempted robbery with a weapon, assault with a deadly weapon and intent to kill, inflicting serious injury, and, for the crowning jewel, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I want, this is so black and white. The guy's robbing me. Okay. No problem. He's chasing my employees who have effectively trapped themselves in the back room. Uh-oh, this doesn't work anymore. We're here to save people. We're insured for the cash. Fine. And that's what the guy did right. My students ask me, your friends have asked you, I'm sure, Bill, when do I shoot and how long? And the answer is, hey, somebody's going to go to the hospital, immediate bodily injury, lethal threat, it's unavoidable. Oh, yeah, it's time to get on the trigger. When do you get off? When the threat goes away.
Yeah, when it goes down. I mean, that's the first thing that I'm thinking about. If he shot him and he allowed the guy to spin on him and shoot him back, there should have been a follow-up shot, at least one.
Right. So he hasn't done the follow-up drills that you have. There's a classic drill called the Bill drill. In a hurry, empty the firearm into a small target. One, two, three, four, five. It's the guy who won't take a message, and you have to keep resending it.
Yep.
Right. The other is, oh, wow, you're injured. Everybody's on the floor. Get them to call 911. Because the magic question, who is there? The 911 system has all their cell phone numbers.
Right.
Perfect. You don't have to ask name and number. They just handed it to you. The other thing, you and I probably, I carry a tourniquet. You've probably carried one for a long time. And, oh, somebody shot? You know, it may be an injury that won't lend itself to a tourniquet. Extremities are often hit because people are usually shooting in a big hurry. This is when a tourniquet really pays off, because not only does it keep your store floor from getting all bloody, it'll buy you 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, can buy you as long as you need for the EMTs to arrive.
Right. Yeah, well, tourniquets are not like, you know, when I was in the military, they were the last thing you wanted to put on somebody was a tourniquet. And then you had to be watching it. And that's turned out not to be true. So that's a good thing to have found out. Rob is a writer. In addition to the podcast, he writes at Slow Facts WordPress blog, where it's reprinted and spread out across the nation via FastDaily.com and Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's being called the worst disruption to the world oil supply on record. The weekend attack on oil facilities in Saudi Arabia. Global energy prices are now spiking, but Mark Short, Vice President Pence's chief of staff, says America now brings in far less oil from the Saudis than in the past.
Which means that the American market is much better protected.
GasBuddy.com's Patrick DeHaan says American drivers shouldn't feel much effect at the pump yet.
The impact could be measured more in pennies per gallon, not dimes.
But it could become a big problem
if the Saudis don't see a majority of the output restored within a week or so.
Nearly 50,000 UAW workers went on strike and walked off the job early this morning. It's the union's first such walkout since 2007. The move could cost hundreds of millions of dollars for the company. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse, I want to ask you a question.
Let's go.
Okay. So I'm having a discussion with one of my affiliates today.
Right.
And we were discussing something, and his opinion was that if they ever decided to confiscate guns, the way they would do it would be to freeze all of the gun owner's assets and not let him have any of them unless he turned in his guns.
Now, we've sort of seen preliminary steps like that. Oh, credit card companies should deny sales to stores that sell guns.
Well, I mean, they've talked about that, but, I mean, credit card companies don't tell the banks what you're purchasing when you swipe a card. All they tell is, you know, if you got a $500 limit, you're buying something for $300, then it goes through.
Right.
It went through for the Taurus G2 because it's such a good bargain. It doesn't tell them that. So,
right.
I mean, yes, I've seen these guys talk about using the financial services to do these things and all this other stuff. But the point I was trying to make to him, and I'd like to see what you think about this. If you got most of the adults in the United States that are gun owners, which I think you do,
mm-hmm.
then that's pretty much a declaration of war. It is full on tyranny. And I pointed out, a couple of things, a couple of examples. I said, I'm sure that, initially there would be a lot of this and a lot of that that would happen, and it might even be successful initially. And he was adamant that this is the way it's going to happen, and it's just going to happen that way. We're not going to be able to do anything about it. And he's like, you know, I know people that have been in the military that they'd be like, yeah, you can have my guns because I need food. I don't see this kind of uninformed mindset is where a lot of fears begin. And then
right.
That goes from being a theory, which that's a theory. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have theories. I have plenty of theories. but this goes from being a theory to now an urban legend that gets sent around out there. Now, I don't believe that is possible. Well, let me rephrase that. I don't believe it is plausible. It is possible. Because he was talking about, well, they want us to be in the cashless society and this, that, the other. And I was like, well, yeah, I guess I could see that. I've read books about that kind of thing happening before, and it wasn't even about guns. But, I mean, if they wanted to, if that was the way they wanted to go, wouldn't they be doing that against, I don't know, Fox News? Because everybody thinks Fox News is absolutely conservative. Or wouldn't that be happening to people that podcast or these various forms of dissemination of information that they used to think they had, but they don't? Would that already be happening if that was a plausible thing to do?
All the enemies of the state would be treated, would find their finances seized. I work with a very small bank, you know. It's locally owned. Now, it's state regulated. It's FDIC insured. I think if the feds came in and did that, the local sheriff would go, "Hi, y'all better make a choice real quick because you're about to lose this bank one way or another. You can lose it locally and we'll sort this out. You can do what the feds say, in which case I'll take this place over in a heartbeat." Because there's a lot of Manhattan, parts of New York, Cuomo might have the muscle to make this stick.
Sure.
There's a lot of California where I don't think Governor Brown, or it's now Newsom, has enough muscle to make this stick.
Oh, absolutely.
New Jersey, iffy. Philadelphia area, yes. Upper PA, no chance. You know, there are people who walk right up to the bank and say, "Hi, you're going to give me my money now." Or the sheriff's going to come here and take it for you. Now, which way do we want to do it? It would be fascinating to watch. Which way do you think your area would go? You think your local sheriff would roll over?
Well, we've got one or two sheriffs here locally. We've got Chuck Wright right up the street in Spartanburg, who sort of has plans. If anything of that sort of nature were to occur, he would make his county a little island unto itself and deputize everybody that lives in the county.
Gotcha.
And, you know, there's a lot of, especially sheriffs, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, Richard Mack's
right.
organization. There's a lot of them. And I could see where they would get out there and they'd walk into a bank. But see, this is what I was thinking too, but the logistics of actually trying to do that. And the other thing I pointed out to him is that, and this is the part he doesn't get, and I kind of think he probably wasn't a gun owner from this. He's talking about registered guns, and he's in Colorado. Now, as far as I know, there is no gun registry in Colorado. Is there?
Boulder said you had to register your, air quotes, assault weapons. A handful of people did. Most didn't.
Right. So then he started... Then he started to backtrack and do the old Red Dawn, go check the 4473s and see about that. And I said, yeah, but you don't have to have, you know, you can sell your guns. I 95% of the guns that I've ever had, I don't own now. And he's like, well, then they would want to know who you sold it to. And it just kept on feeding itself. And I'm
right.
like, okay, listen, pal, you just need to carry my show during the week, don't you? I mean, stop carrying the weekend show and carry it daily. You need to be listening to me because this idea and – that's the thing, though, is that when you get into this tip where the government's going to do this or the government's going to do that, the bureaucracy is a giant, ponderous beast. Getting that to actually do something where they actually take some sort of action? How's that going to work? I mean, they pass laws all the time they can't even put into play.
You know, someone had this great quote, and we'll talk about Congressman O'Rourke in a little bit.
Yeah.
The Democrats who can't get the poop off the streets in San Francisco think they're going to collect 100 million firearms across the U.S. You want to bet? Now, let's stick with this bill because this is fascinating. Again, only a minute left.
Yeah.
If you wanted to produce a run on a bank, meaning everybody who didn't owe the bank money would come in and say, hi, I've got $10,000 in your account. I'll take it, please. Cash would be fine. Because you have just told some of their customers they can't have the money that's theirs. Everybody else goes, oh, they could do that to me. Yeah. I guess we're going to back to a cash society. Why?
That would be one of those boomerangs that pop back, and they weren't expecting that. They're like, we will freeze your assets. Well, you haven't done it yet, so I'm going to go get them all right now. I'm closing my account. I'll just take my money in cash. Stop direct deposit. It would. You know, that's the other thing that I didn't bring up with him. But anyway, I just when I hear people talking like that, I'm like, you need to do a little critical thinking and apply that to this, because it's one thing to it's a theory. Yes, they could. But actually getting it to happen is going to be very, very difficult. And that's going to take a long time. And then I'm not even going to be there when it happens. So, Mr. Morris.
And the world won't still underneath him.
No, it won't. We'll be right back. Mr. Morris will be with me, and we'll tell you more about where to find him when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armored Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse about a variety of things. What would you like to discuss next, sir?
Well, is Dan following me up?
Yes, he is.
Oh, I love his comments, but this is where I'm so glad I get to jump in just ahead of him. Sneak in, really. Alan Gottlieb just slapped Francis Beto O'Rourke. So I'll give our listeners, if you've been living in a cave or just come up from a submarine.
Do you want to hear the quote? Do you want to hear the quote from the?
Got it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Here you go.
El Paso is your hometown. Some on this stage have suggested a voluntary buyback for guns in this country. You've gone further. You said, quote, Americans who own AR-15s and AK-47s will have to sell them to the government, all of them. You know, the critics call this confiscation. Are you proposing taking away their guns, and how would this work?
I am. If it's a weapon that was designed to kill people on a battlefield, if the high-impact, high-velocity round, when it hits your body, shreds
high-impact, high-velocity round
inside of your body, because it was designed to do that so that you would bleed to death on a battlefield and not be able to get up and kill one of our soldiers. When we see that being used against children, and in Odessa, I met the mother of a 15-year-old girl.
I cry shenanigans at this
one. AR-15, and that mother watched her bleed to death over the course of an hour.
An hour.
Because so many other people were shot by that AR-15 in Odessa and Midland. There weren't enough ambulances to get to them in time. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
Congressman, thank you.
And I want to say this.
More shenanigans.
I'm listening to the people of this country. The day after I proposed doing that, I went to a gun show in Conway, Arkansas, to meet with those who are selling AR-15s and AK-47s and those who are buying those weapons. And you might be surprised, there was some common ground there. Folks who said, I would willingly give that up, cut it to pieces. I don't need this weapon to hunt. to defend myself. It is a weapon of war. So let's do the right thing, but let's bring everyone in America into the conversation, Republicans, Democrats, gun owners, and non-gun owners alike.
Can I make a point? Congressman, thank you. I want to bring in Senator.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Bill. And
see, the thing about this, there's two things about this. Who are these idiots that he walked up to at a gun show? Who goes to a gun show to agree with gun confiscation?
Right.
And
right.
Who let this poor child lay wherever they were for an hour without touching them? Why did no one try to stop the bleeding? Why, you know, those high-velocity, high-impact rounds.
here's an amazing case.
Yeah.
We let companies create a gun-free zone. Without liability, when you went in disarmed, criminals came in to kill you. We don't hold the people that created the gun-free zone liable. The police have no duty to ever disarm anyone. And now that that's happened, we're going to disarm the honest citizens of the United States. That seems like a recipe of insanity. Here's the thing that I love about this proposal, and I'm going to quote Gottlieb because he said it better than I could.
Okay.
Democrats just graduated from being the party of gun control to officially being the party of gun confiscation. No one believes the denials. None of the firearms community is going to forget that.
The Democrats have said about this little quote from old Robert Francis there. And, you know, this is a guy, the stuff he's talking about, if somebody had issued me when I was stationed in Europe or when I was at Fort Campbell, and I mean, there was a bunch of times we went and did stuff at Fort Campbell where we didn't know if it was real or not. And, same thing with Europe. If they called an alert and they called alerts three or four times a month, just, and I mean, we could go from being asleep to being on the Autobahn, vibrating in our armored personnel carriers headed for combat in 43 minutes.
Yep.
That's how quick we could do it. If somebody had issued me an AR-15, I would have beaten them to death with it. That would have been my first kill. I would have beat that armor to death for issuing me a semi-automatic-only weapon because that is not a weapon of war.
Right.
And, you know, but the other thing that they don't get is this terminology they're using, weapons of war. All handguns, all semi-automatic handguns, the 1911, the Glocks, the CZs, the SIGs, all of these that are in use today, we can buy in the same configuration.
Right.
And, you know, based upon Beto, I'm pretty sure he'd want to take those too. So, I mean, we're not fooled, and they've pulled off their masks. It's good for them. I mean, you know, everybody that's ever been out there that thought that they were never going to try to do it, well, y'all were just wrong.
Here's something that bothers me, and it bothers my cop friends, too, because it's a weapon of war if we hold it. It's a patrol rifle if the cop holds it. And you go, wait a minute. Wait. Are you telling me that the police have been issued weapons of war to shoot civilians with?
No. Oh, say it isn't so, not the Mediterranean police.
And then my cop friends go, wait a minute, that's not what I'm going to do. And I go, you think I am? All right, so we have a propaganda problem here. It's a weapon of war if you hold it, and a necessary tool to enforce the peace if the government employee in blue polyester carries it. I'm not. Sorry. Doesn't work. Try again.
Well, I mean, they've got all kinds of problems with that. I mean, but going back to this thing that the my affiliate was telling me, where they wouldn't do it that way. They would have to. Well, they can't do it anyway. There's no way to make that happen. It's just too ponderous a beast to move.
Well, that's interesting. We have a civilian police force. We have a military composed, I mean, they are members. Wow. If somebody imposed that, do you think the National Guard would just stand down?
Oh, no, the National Guard is under the purview of the governors. Now, they might try to federalize them. But, you know, in the military, you don't have to follow a unlawful order. That's why you take an oath to the Constitution of the United States. You're not taking an oath to your generals or anything else. A private could tell a general no if it was an unlawful order.
Maybe someone who has more experience will answer this. Is that true for police as well? Or is it, well, you're fired, turn in your gun and badge, and there goes your pension?
That's a different story, I think. But at the same time, they take the same oath. They've got to take an oath to uphold the Constitution as well. So, yep. And, you know, if they get out there and they ex post facto something, but hey, it's good to be in a position of power. I don't think they understand that we know we're in a position of power. I enjoy it, so.
But it was certainly a wild card thrown into this election. Did you hear the cheers? Hi, I'm going to destroy the Constitution and impose a police state, go to people's houses with law enforcement and forcibly take their property.
You know, after we're gone, after you and I are gone, and it's after my son's generation is gone, there will probably be a social experiment here. Because there's far too many people that have drank the socialism Kool-Aid and think that everything's free. So. And, you know,
I hope they try it state by state, because we're watching, you know, New Jersey and California. And
I wish they would try it now while I'm still around in my time. I wish they would try it now. We're running out of time. We could go on all night.
Bill, it's fascinating. Thank you for letting me come and talk to you.
Always a pleasure, sir. Always a pleasure. Coming up next, it is the weekly recap from The Truth About Guns with the editor-in-chief, and that is Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my boss wanted to talk.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.